Proclamation number 5828 of 16th of December, 1953. Faith in God's revelations. Listening to my voice in intimate union with me also guarantees that I will make myself audible to the earthly child. But it must listen inwards, it must wait until I express myself, it must simply listen. Not think for itself what it desires to hear. I truly incline myself towards every desiring earthly child and make it happy with my address if only it presents itself as a recipient, if it lets my flow of love pass over it, if only it accepts what comes to it. But people's faith in my thus promised manifestation of my spirit is extremely weak, and therefore the knowledge received through the inner word, my pure gospel, is far more rejected than accepted. And the belief in it is therefore not represented because people are not correctly informed about the working of my spirit and because love is the first prerequisite for the working of my spirit. But this love is not practiced enough. A correct explanation of the working of my spirit, however, would cause many people to try it out and then happily recognize the truth of my promise. The faith that I reveal myself to those who unite with me in all intimacy and approach me for my word is very rarely found. However, it will be rewarded by me all the more because I want my children to request and listen to my words. And therefore I will not let anyone leave me without my expression of love who earnestly requests it and listens to what I have to say to him. But don't anticipate, wait patiently for my address. Be quiet and listen, for it is a most delicious gift which I want to impart to you but which can only be given to you if you fulfill the condition, to open your ear to me in faith and love, the ear of the heart. If you are willing to receive this delicious gift from me, which demonstrates my love for you, which only I myself can distribute, because I alone am the source of all life and wisdom, come with open bowls to receive the blissful drink at the fountain of life. The living water which is indispensable for you if you want to attain eternal life. Come with a longing heart and draw from the spring which will never run dry as long as you desire to be refreshed and strengthened. Let it be offered to you and receive the delicious gift with a grateful heart. But don't mix it with additives which would only make it inferior, for there will always be people who seek their food elsewhere and then also want to offer it to you, who try to persuade you to partake of it but which does not serve your soul as food. Come to the source where the unclouded water of life is offered to you, and believe that I myself will open the source for every person who only asks me for it in faith and love, believe that I speak to everyone who desires to hear me. Amen.